Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commands. God gave Daniel a number of alarming visions. They left him confused and exhausted, and he felt sick for many days. The future was full of questions and threats, but things became clearer as he studied the prophecy of Jeremiah and reflected on the past. Everything that had happened had been the result of the unfaithfulness of God's people. God had loved his people and wonderfully provided for them, but they had consistently disobeyed him and gone their own way. Daniel recognized that God was the complete opposite of his people. Their consistent unfaithfulness was matched by God's constant faithfulness. God could always be trusted to keep his word because it was based upon a covenant. Throughout the whole of the Bible, we discover the importance of covenant. It's similar to the word contract because there are two sides to the covenant. On one side is God, and on the other side is humankind. In the Old Testament, we see God making covenants with Noah, Abraham, Israel, and David. And then in the New Testament, we see a new covenant established through Jesus' death on the cross. In life, we continually need to question whether organizations can be trusted, whether we're looking at a bank, a plumber, a garage, or a network provider. There are many different ways to investigate this. We can look on the internet or talk to friends. Just because an organization makes bold claims, it doesn't mean they'll do a good job. We need people who can be trusted. What a relief that we can come to God and know that he will never let us down. We can lean on him, knowing that he will keep his side of the covenant, whatever happens. The question is, will we be faithful? Will we stand firm, whatever the circumstances? Daniel gives a remarkable example of someone who stood firm for God at an extremely challenging time. Let me ask you a question. What encouragement do you draw from the fact that God is absolutely faithful? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your great faithfulness, which is new every morning. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.